T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is a very nice, sunny Wednesday afternoon, getting warm out there. And it is going to be an amazing weekend for the Zurich Classic taking place and also the first weekend of Jazz Fest. Both of those begin tomorrow. Hey, Ian, did you see any video of the from the cockpit where the Colorado Rockies...
Yeah, what are you doing up there, Coach?
The coach got up in the cockpit during the flight. It was on autopilot, but he got up in the left seat. That's the captain, the first pilot seat. He got up in there and he's kind of joking about, hey, I'm, and he's kind of leaning, grabbing the, getting ready to grab the
yoke.
The yoke, yeah, the steering wheel.
Don't grab the yoke.
He's trying to grab the, like, I'm gonna land this thing. I'm gonna land. And so,
Jesus,
like, man,
Jenny,
the FBI is just flipping out over this.
The FAA, I think, right?
The FBI, I think the FAA.
Oh, no, I
think the FBI.
Which one is it?
I think it's the FAA. No, I think it's the FAA. I think it is. Yes, yeah, the FAA.
Okay, that would make
Federal
more sense. If the FBI was on
them,
they're like...
Yeah, so this coach here got up in the cockpit in the pilot seat, and the co-pilot is next to him, but he's acting like he's the pilot of the plane, and they're really concerned about this, and they're investigating. Do you know what question I would love to ask George W. Bush?
What?
And it would be a question... it would be an interview technique where I would have to catch him by surprise. Instead of asking him the question outright, you got to remember that George W. Bush was a pilot in the military.
That's right.
He was a pilot.
He was a fighter pilot.
So I would like to ask him, how many times were you in the cockpit of Air Force One?
Well, that's very interesting. I think you just asked your own question. Now, the important thing we got to understand is that the strategery that goes into the sort of decisions that you make as a pilot, Jesus would make the same decision.
Very, very good.
Oh, man, I haven't done that one
but
in a minute.
I wouldn't have asked him, hey, did you ever go into the cockpit? How many times were you there? You know, because that there's a whole different setup of the question.
Right.
You don't say, well, hey, were you ever there? So he's just say no, but say, hey, how many times were you there? I am absolutely certain that as a pilot, George W. Bush spent some time in the cockpit of Air Force One. Whether he actually flew it, landed it, took off, whatever, but I guarantee you, as a pilot, he spent some time in the cockpit of Air Force One.
Mr. President, please return to your seat. We're going to be landing in Dubai in just a minute.
Please.
Just let me do it 5 minutes, just for old time's sake.
Hey, have you ever rolled this thing?
Yeah. Let's do a barrel roll.
All right, look.
It's the people's maneuver.
This is great news, but it doesn't get a lot of action on talk radio, but it's great news. Crime is nearing historic lows in New Orleans. So it's a very good accommodation of, Mayor Cantrell hiring the right NOPD chief, Ann Kirkpatrick. It was also the work of Michelle Woodfork, who preceded her as the interim chief of police. Apparently, they put things into effect that are now actually working in the field. And so this is positive news. Again, it's not a big topic when it's positive news, not always a big topic on talk radio, but we're not going to eliminate the positive news just because it doesn't get a lot of reaction. Because a lot of talk show hosts will only focus on the things that get reaction, but we want you to know things like crime is down, and we're not talking about the car break-ins, we're not talking about a series of smashed windows, we're not talking about carjackings, we're not talking about shootings the way we used to talk about them. So they're clearly on the decline. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, and I put a little bit more together in a blog that I wrote that's posted on the front page of our website, WWL.com, titled, Finally, Reasonable Republicans Are Fighting Back Against Right-Wing Radicals. And there's a nice picture of Marjorie Taylor Greene there with her mouth open. And it looks like she's about to swallow the mic in that picture. But anyway, I'm sure that's not an unusual pose for her. Anyway, you can also go to the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and comment on the blog there. And I'll read some of your comments in a little while. Hey, last night was the Pennsylvania primary. And I've mentioned the presidential polling shows that out of the seven battleground states, Donald Trump leads in six. The only one he does not lead in is Pennsylvania. And last night in Pennsylvania, let me get the numbers here. Last night in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump received 789,000 votes. 789,000 votes. Nikki Haley received 156,000 votes.
Brutal.
And she wasn't even, she's not even running
anymore.
Not
even campaigning.
She's kind of out of it right now.
No, not knocking on doors, not sending out mailers, running TV ads, nothing.
The fact that she got those votes, that indicates that there's a lot of protest among Republicans of Donald Trump. And so, once again, I see a rising up of mainstream Republicans. This is really fascinating to me. The Secret Service is starting to work on plans about what to do if they throw Trump in jail because of violating the gag order. Oof. And he's doing it. I don't know what they're going to do about it, but if they throw him in jail, the Secret Services are trying to figure out how to deal with that if they throw him in jail. I'm not so sure that Donald Trump doesn't want to go to jail.
I'm not so sure.
Right. I'm not so sure that he doesn't think that he would benefit, and he might even benefit from being behind bars. The visual of that, him being, I mean, he would be the ultimate martyr.
Oh, yeah. He'd be funder. He'd make $10 million in an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he may be blabbing because he wants the judge to throw him in jail. That would not surprise me.
It's not impossible.
All right. The National Enquirer publisher, David Pecker. Yes, there was a Pecker on the witness stand.
Scoot on the Air.
But it wasn't Donald Trump. All right. So David Pecker was on the stand testifying under oath that he published negative news about Trump's 2016 opponents at the request of the campaign.
Testifying in Donald Trump's hush money trial, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, told jurors that Trump's lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, would call him and say, "We would like for you to run a negative article on a certain political opponent." Pecker said he would send me information about Ted Cruz or about Ben Carson or Marco Rubio, such as bungling surgeon Ben Carson left sponge in patient's brain. Pecker said he would send Cohen drafts of these stories to which Cohen would provide feedback. Asked if he knew whether Cohen ever shared these stories with Trump, Pecker said, "I don't recollect that, no." Trump pled not guilty to charges of falsifying business records to cover up salacious sex stories about him during the 2016 campaign. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson explains why Pecker's testimony could be damaging to Trump's case.
He puts Trump at the center of this scheme, that he puts Trump at this meeting and or meetings about this catch and kill plan. And he says Trump knew he was part of it. This isn't something that was cooked up between Michael Cohen and David Pecker. And so those two things are really the reason that David Pecker comes first and the reason that he is key to the prosecution's case here. The jurors will hear more about payments by Michael Cohen and payments by his parent, by David Pecker's parent company, American Media, were made in order to try and silence unfavorable stories about the president for the purpose of getting him elected. And that is a key part of this trial, that the payments were made not because Donald Trump didn't want Melania or his business associates or other people in his social circle to know about these allegations of affairs, but because it might hurt his chances getting elected.
You know, this is an interesting story, but you know, when it comes to Michael Cohen, I mean, who could believe anything that guy says? I mean, he's kind of a known liar. All right, the Supreme Court was hearing another high-stakes abortion rights case earlier today.
The Supreme Court is considering whether emergency abortions can be performed in states that have enacted abortion bans. 14 states now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with limited exceptions. The Biden administration argues that even in those states, federal health care law says hospitals must be allowed to terminate pregnancies when a patient's life or health is at serious risk. The case being argued today comes from Idaho, which contends that its abortion ban does have exceptions for life-saving procedures, but that allowing it in more medical emergencies would turn hospitals into abortion enclaves. Idaho accuses the Biden administration of misusing a health care law that is meant to ensure patients aren't turned away based on their ability to pay. The high court is expected to rule by the end of June. Donna Water, Washington. Boy,
this whole situation has turned into a total Charlie Foxtrot. Solicitor General Counsel Elizabeth Prelogar is saying that forbidding doctors from offering abortion care puts them in a really impossible situation.
Doctors either have to delay treatment and allow her condition to materially deteriorate, or they're airlifting her out of the state so she can get the emergency care that she needs.
Well, you know, what if she dies in the helicopter? I mean, not administering emergency care if it's needed because of strict abortion laws. It just goes to show you how ridiculous these strict abortion laws are. President Biden is making restoring abortion rights a key to his 2024 campaign and platform, and he is very clear about who's to blame for this mess.
For 50 years, the court ruled that there was a fundamental constitutional right to privacy. But 2 years ago, that was taken away. Let's be real clear. There's one person responsible for this nightmare, and he's acknowledged and he brags about it, Donald Trump. He described the Dobbs decision as a miracle. Maybe it's coming from that Bible he's trying to sell. Whoa. I almost wanted to buy one just to see what the hell's in it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Biden remembered that he was selling Bibles. Anyway, you know, it is a mess. And we don't need to go into it because we've talked about it a lot. But Republicans in general underestimated how Republicans were going to react, especially Republican women, how they were going to react to the Supreme Court essentially overturning Roe v. Wade. And then they say, well, let's just leave it up to the states. And then you've got people like Jeff Landry who want to attract people to other states who get abortions. Well, if it's up to another state to say abortion rights are okay, then it's up to another state to say abortion rights are okay. But this is going to be a major issue. I mean, it's amazing. In 2024, abortion is going to be a major issue. And still, the fanaticism of both sides is really tainting the whole issue. The whole issue. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And by the way, the quick text off we had, who's going to win tonight, the Pelicans or the Thunder? Our audience says in the quick text off, the Pelicans are going to beat the Thunder tonight.
Go Pels!
I hope so, but look, this is going to be tough because the Thunder have got to look themselves in the mirror and realize that the Pelicans almost stole the game from them on their home court. And they should have dominated the Pelicans in that first game, but they did not. Look, I think there's something really scrappy about the Pelicans team, and I think they steal one tonight in Oklahoma City. And they've had, a couple of days to enjoy the beautiful sights of Oklahoma City and the surrounding areas of Oklahoma City, and they've had a chance to enjoy the nightlife in Oklahoma City. So I guess they've gotten a lot of rest. Anyway, they should be ready for the game tonight. Tip-off time is at 8:30, and that game is on TNT. I want to congratulate Christian Surpass and Ghost Town, a local band, but they have just been inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. And Christian Surpass is a really good guy. I would describe their music as, I guess in some ways it's kind of rockabilly, it's kind of country and kind of rock. And anyway, they play a lot of fairs, a lot of festivals. They're around all the time. And if you get a chance to see them, or if you see them on a list of bands that are performing, I would suggest that you go out of your way to see Christian Surpass and Ghost Town. And they have now been inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. And here's a song from Christian Surpass and Ghost Town. The song is titled There She Goes, and we'll go to break with this on WWL. You know, they kind of have a little Better Than Ezra sound about them at times, too. But this is There She Goes. Christian Surpass and Ghost Town inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. Congratulations, guys. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
All right, today we wish a happy birthday to Barbra Streisand. This is on the SOTA Rock Culture calendar. Barbra Streisand, 82 years old today. And this is a song that you'll never hear from Barbra Streisand, but I remember this when I was just getting into radio and I was Bob Ruby's producer on WWL, my first job in radio. And this was a current song on the charts. It's a Barbra Streisand. The song is Stony End, and I just thought this was a really cool song. So we'll listen to this for a moment as we wish Babs happy 82nd birthday. It is a Wednesday afternoon, halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. And look, coming your way in one day, it is tomorrow. It's the Saints and the NFL Draft. Join Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas tomorrow for the Saints Draft Preview Show. It's a must-listen to for any Saints fan, and head coach Dennis Allen and GM Mickey Loomis and new offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak will be all part of that. Defensive coordinator Joe Woods part of that as well. So join the Saints Draft Preview tomorrow from 4 to 6, followed by day one of the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest, live from Las Cruces.
Yes.
Las Cruces.
There you go.
Tex-Mex in Metairie. Great food, and you'll be there when the draft starts. It's from Saints Radio, WWL, AMFMN.com, and free on the Odyssey app. All right, let me get to... Oh, by the way, before we go any further, I want to thank Mike and Susie Williams from Harvey. I met Mike at Perfume Headquarters when we were doing the show from there one time. And took a picture with Mike, and Mike sent me a picture and sent me a really nice note. Mike and Susie Williams from Harvey sent me this really nice package of it was a big pack of strawberry heavenly hash, because I talked about that during Easter. And Mike, I hadn't had any until you sent those to me, and Ian and I ate those in my office yesterday, and they were delish, amazing. So thanks for that. Thanks for the strawberry heavenly hash. Thanks for the chunky and the Cadbury eggs. I appreciate all of that. And it was nice to see that. It was a good picture that somebody took of us.
There was Cadbury cream eggs?
Yeah. I've got one right here.
They sent us Cadbury cream eggs, and yes. I didn't see any Cadbury. No, I opened the package. I didn't see any Cadbury cream. I saw the heavenly hash and the chewy bar.
There were two.
Well,
here's one.
What are you gonna do with the other?
Yeah, well, you
don't
can
throw it at me. It's gonna break on the window.
Yeah, you can have it. Yeah. It's a cream egg. Yeah.
Can I?
Sure. Yeah, come in here and get it now. All right, Ian is now rushing in the studio to get his Cadbury egg. You know, we kind of react to things like our needs for food right away. I mean, that takes precedent over like the programming on the air. You know, it's really good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, let me share with you some of the comments on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Really, some really intelligent comments. And this is to This is to the blog that is posted on our website, WWL.com, and you can comment on it on SOTA Facebook. It's titled, Finally, Reasonable Republicans Are Fighting Back Against Right-Wing Radicals. And here is a comment from Barry. It says, the reasonable Republicans are the ones who don't want us dragged into a proxy war with Russia. I'm old enough to remember when Ronald Reagan was accused of wanting a war with Russia. Of course, that was when the Russians were Soviets, so the left sided with them. Here is a comment from Michael. Absolute BS. There will be no finality in any of this political circus until we come to the realization that these political parties are for the populist consumption. It's all fraud and BS. Of course, he says BS, spells it out. While they continue to run an unlimited AMT credit card down at the Federal Reserve to pay the faux wars contracts and the political kickbacks and payoffs. And you thought Bernie Madoff was bad? Our government is part of the largest Ponzi scheme ever. Here's a comment from, let's see, Eddie, and it says, if MTG were, I read that one earlier. Let's see. There are a few others there. If you want to comment again, it's Scoot on the Air Facebook. And again, I cannot believe how many responses, how many posts we've gotten to the picture. Somebody took a picture of me, and in the picture, often in the distance, is a guy who's wearing a shirt that basically says he's a regular dad trying not to raise liberals. And I ended up taking a picture with the guy, but I never noticed his shirt, and somebody posted that. Here's a comment from Nick. This is on SOTA Facebook. Did I miss something? What exactly is wrong with his shirt? Well, he has a right to wear the shirt, and we talked about that on the show. But, you know, I don't think you wear a politically charged shirt with a message that may incite people. I don't think it's appropriate to wear that to a kid's festival on school grounds. Now, everybody can have their opinion about that. And there were just, comments and then comments on the comments. I mean, well over 400 as of this morning. Let's see. Here is one from this is Mindy. It's funny, but good luck with that. Oh, I guess she's saying good luck with trying not to raise liberal kids. And one of the things that this made me think about, and we did talk about this also, is that no matter how you raise your kids, don't be disappointed if they don't turn out just like you. You know, if you're a conservative, you can cram their heads with conservative politics, but that doesn't mean that they're going to turn out to be conservatives. Because kids ultimately develop a mind of their own, and don't be disappointed if they become their own person. Here is a comment. Let's see. This is from Eddie, Grandpa Scoot, left wing lunatic. Yeah, you know, I'm really left wing, and that's why I'm doing so much to encourage responsible Republicans to stand up against right wing radicals. That's why I spend so much of my show talking about how Republicans need to stand up and fight the right wing radicals. I'm talking about the Republican Party saving itself, and so I don't know how that can be misconstrued as being liberal. Here's a comment from Winston. The biggest problem with the shirt is that he thinks there's a difference between liberals and conservatives in politics. God save us from the idiots on the left of me and the jokers on the right. Amen to that. So if you want to comment on any of this, you can go to the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. If you haven't joined me yet, love you to be part of that that family and that group, that cult, if you want to call it that. But become part of that and comment, and then comment on the comments. All right, let's go to Jack in River Ridge. Jack, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Look, I just had one thing I hope people will do. Last night, most of the time I don't go to Fox for news, but last night I just wanted to see the difference in coverage of the trial, you know, on the outlet. So I listened to Hannity for half an hour, and I think people should do this if they, you know, just tune in both of them. Try CNN, try MSNBC, and then turn on the Fox for a little while. And at least for half an hour on Hannity, There was no real talk about the trial. It was just, they were just trying to make up excuses for Trump. That's all he was doing, you know, yeah. And just, you know, trying to give the audience what they wanted. So
right.
That's all. I hope people will take the time to look at how this is being covered on the their, you know.
I think CNN, it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea, Biden. Jack. In fact, I was really surprised to see today when President Biden was talking about signing the foreign aid package that it had just passed. I was surprised CNN covered it live, MSNBC covered it live. I was surprised that Fox News covered it live. Because when Obama was president, Fox News did not cover a lot of things the president of the United States was talking about. They just eliminated it like he didn't even exist. And then when Trump was president, I mean, if he flushed the toilet, they would cover that. But I would encourage you to do that. I mean, if you're curious, if you watch Fox all the time, watch CNN and try to watch it with an open mind, or watch MSNBC. If you watch MSNBC and CNN, try and watch Fox for a while and just see how different it is, because it's totally different. And they're again, feeding different audiences with quite often the elimination of a lot of information that is pertinent.
You should really make a point.
Oh.
To watch as many different kinds of news as you can.
How is that Cranberry Egg?
That's good. I mean, well, actually, very different thing on MSNBC.
Yeah, good.
That you're going to find on Fox News or CNN. And then, you know, there's the cable networks, you know, your ABC, your CBS.
The broadcast networks. Shy about actually eating on the air. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. The Jazz Fest password of the day is Zydeco, Z-Y-D-E-C-O, Zydeco. All right, go to our website, WWL.com, with the password Zydeco, and register to win tickets to Jazz Fest next weekend. And also, you get free passes, a round trip on the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle, which is a great way to get to Jazz Fest. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, go Pelicans. Pelicans and the Thunder tonight. Tip-off time, 8:30 on TNT. I also, on SOTA Facebook, I also posted a picture of Angel Reese. I ran into Angel Reese at Raisin Cane's and took a couple of pictures with her. She was really nice, but I got to tell you, she's really more fake than I expected her to be. And here are a couple of comments to that. Somebody says, I thought she'd be taller. And somebody else says, Angel seems kind of bored. And yes, she does. Anyways,
yeah, kind of dead-eyed. I expect her to be a little bit more animated.
Was not animated and just very, very fake in person. So anyway, that was just a fun thing that we posted there. Really haven't had a chance to get into this too much, but so many people are on Ozempic, and these have you noticed that somebody in your life has just like suddenly gone from being kind of thick to being like thin? It's because a lot of people are on drugs like Ozempic, which was designed for diabetes, but one of the side effects was you might lose weight. Well, now doctors are prescribing that and a few other meds to lose weight. So it's not like these people are like out there, you know, working out and exercising. No, they're just losing weight. And, you know, that's fine, because for a lot of people, they needed to lose weight. So that's cool. But Morgan Stanley Research is predicting that 31.5 million people, or 9% of the U.S. population, will be taking these drugs by 2035. I don't know, maybe more than that. But what's happening is restaurants are saying that they're seeing a dip in profits. And so, really, these medications, I think they suppress your appetite. Is there a natural trend toward not going out to eat because it's expensive? It is expensive to go out to eat. Is it because people are not going out to eat because of the money, or is it because of these drugs? Because they're losing weight, or they're on these drugs and they're not... they're just not hungry, and they're not going out to eat. But overall, there seems to be a trend among restaurants where collectively there's a dip in profits. And I think that's more because it's expensive to go out to eat. I mean, it is expensive to go out to eat. I guess I haven't, whether I pick it up and bring it home or I actually eat out at a restaurant, I probably do that maybe a couple of times a week, but I eat most of my meals at home. But it is expensive to eat out. I think that has more to do with it than these drugs. I just don't know that many people are on these drugs that they're suddenly not going to restaurants. Do you find that you eat out as much as you used to?
Dude, I'm eating out constantly.
Really?
I'm freshly divorced. I live in the best food neighborhood on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm spending half my paychecks at bars and restaurants, yeah. And you know what? I'm totally fine with that.
Okay, cool.
No, I'm not saving any money. I'm going into debt, but hey, I'm eating a lot of chicken wings.
It's kind of like Roger, you know? You're losing money, but making friends.
Hey, I spent a lot of money. I spent many years in the vegetarian desert, and now
yeah,
there's about five places where I can
free.
Go get cheeseburgers and chicken wings. So, brother, I'm doing it.
Free
it. Wait. Oh, any minute.
Free at last. Almighty God, I'm free at last.
Yeah, it's, you know, if you're not really into being a vegetarian, it's hard to be a vegetarian. So I'm glad you're out of that desert, and I'm glad you're free in a lot of different ways.
I'm doing great.
Hey, look, it was a great day for a protest at Columbia, and also there was a big protest at Southern California. In Los Angeles, Southern Cal had a big protest today, and it really is, it's really interesting because I would think that a lot of people who are prone to protest would be the type of people who would be very much in support of Israel, but these protesters are anti-Israeli. Let's go to Ian for a couple of fast texts.
So, yeah, I got literally just one I wanted to get in here before we slip away. Hey, Scoot, I just heard your spot for Logo Express, and I want to send a shout-out to Roger and Janet at Logo Express. They've been doing my company's shirts for several years. I actually stopped in there this morning and placed an order with Janet for some more company shirts. They are truly top-notch and very professional.
That's awesome. Send us a shirt, and we'll wear it on the air, and everybody will see it.
Everyone will see us wearing the shirt on
yes,
the radio.
That's right.
That's how it works.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. We're going to come back. We're going to come back to wrap up the show. And by the way, if you do eat out, make sure that you tip your waitress or waiter. You know, some people are cheap with that, but make sure you tip your waitress. And guys, don't tip your waitress a lot because you think she's going to go home with you. Okay? You know, she's being nice to you because she's giving you good service.
You don't know my life.
Yeah. I'm Scoot. We're going to be right back on WWL. We are already halfway to the weekend. Tomorrow is the first day of Jazz Fest, the first weekend, and also the first day of the Zurich Classic. I want to thank our program director, brand manager Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi, and also a sports talk with Bobby, Mike, and Steve, all coming up next year on WWL. As always, I thank you for being part of the show. Join me on Facebook and Instagram. It's Scoot on the Air. Have a great Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.